Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Zioli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Well done, and I'm really grateful to have you with us today. We got a big show for you. Had the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Michael Whatley, is going to join us a little bit later in the show. We're going to talk to Curtis Bashaw as well. He is the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in New Jersey. Yesterday, you heard from Dave McCormick running in Pennsylvania. Today, we'll talk to the Jersey guy. So, plus some other surprises for you as the show moves along today. Right before I got on the air, though, the Biden administration pulled another fast one, though. They and let me just say too, the Dr. Phil Trump interview was amazing. If you have not seen it, and the reaction from the audience and some, it's great. We got a lot of clips for you to play today. A lot for you to hear today from the interview. My favorite, of course, is when he mocks Adam Schiff's watermelon head. It's great. It's just perfect. So we'll get into that with you as well. But today, the Biden administration just did a little Friday strategic move to once again screw the economy and take away consumer choice. They tightened vehicle fuel mileage standards. Why would they do that? Well, it's their strategy to transform the American auto market into one that is dominated by electric vehicles. Or as the New York Times puts it, it is the strategy to transform the American auto market into one that is dominated by electric vehicles that do not emit the pollution that is heating the planet. Totally unbiased journalism right there. Totally unbiased journalism. Oh, and speaking of unbiased journalism, the unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos, came out and said it's journalist malpractice to do a live interview with Donald Trump. Journalist malpractice. And he would know because he's an unbiased journalist, not a former Democrat operative who used to work for Bill Clinton. Not that guy. Two totally different guys. This is an unbiased journalist. So you have to take him for his word. But I'll get to that in a second. So as the New York Times puts it, the Biden administration on Friday tightened vehicle fuel mileage standards, part of its strategy to transform the American auto market into one that is dominated by electric vehicles that do not emit the pollution that is heating the planet. I got a question. What? How do they charge these electric cars? Is it hamsters? If you open up the hood, is it a bunch of hamsters just running around and then that's how they create the energy to charge the battery? I'm asking for a friend. I don't understand electricity. But I think electricity has to come from power plants, and I think things that used to make power at power plants might emit pollution, possibly. But then again, I don't believe it's the pollution that's eating the planet. I think it's the Fugazi. But nevertheless, talk about unbiased journalism. The new mileage standards announced by the Transportation Department, this is on Friday now, are among the several regulations the administration is using to prod car makers to produce more electric vehicles. In April, the Environmental Protection Agency issued strict new limits on tailpipe pollution that are designed to ensure that the majority of new passenger cars and light trucks sold in the United States are all electric or hybrids by 2032. People don't want these cars, so what the government is doing is once again using rules and regulations to pass laws, to make laws and take away consumer freedom and to meddle in the economy and to completely blow up the automobile industry. This is not Congress passing a vote. This is, again, this is the deep state, the bureaucracy. This is what I hope Chevron will one day overturn as they do this now to purposely try to affect the American auto market by a rule. Rules created by bureaucrats not subject to the approval by Congress. In fact, if Congress doesn't like it, Congress has to pass a law to overturn it. These agencies are completely out of control. These are the people that actually run this country. I've talked to you about this many times. This country is not run by politicians. You think that you're electing representatives and you think you're getting a representative government. We do not have a representative government anymore. Because I don't know who these bureaucrats are at the EPA and the Department of Transportation. I don't know who they are. They're faceless, nameless bureaucrats who work in agencies in Washington, and they think they know better than you and better than me, and they can just do this. And we have no say. Congress has no say. Congress would have to pass a law to oppose it and overturn it, and the president would have to sign it. So the executive branch of government makes the laws in this country, not the legislative branch. Article 1 says the legislative branch makes the laws, but we've flipped that on its head. Now the administrative state, the bureaucracy, they make the laws, and Congress just sits there and debates, I don't know, how much more money they're going to give Ukraine. That's about it. That's really Congress's job, figure out how much money they're going to give Ukraine. Biden again with another cheap ploy today at D-Day at Point to Hawk as he was out there again talking about the fight to protect democracy, a.k.a. Ukraine. So using D-Day to once again push his agenda for Ukraine. Shameless. Day two of shamelessness. But I do think they gave him a little more vitamin B12 today in that IV infusion of B12, Adderall, Red Bull, and probably Hunter's cocaine. In addition to the regulations, the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act, championed by Mr. Biden, provides tax credits for buyers of new and used electric vehicles, along with incentives for charging stations and grants and loans for manufacturers. Now, if you remember, we've allocated billions of dollars to building charging stations. And as of this date, they've built 7 or 8. They don't know. They don't even know if it's 7 or 8. So, and I would think if it's single digits, that's pretty easy to figure out. Like if you're going, I don't know, it's 2,500, 2,700. Yeah, you might be off on those numbers and you could round up 7 or 8 single digits. And they don't know they don't know which one it is. Is it 7 or is it 8? 7 or 8? I don't know. This is the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. Great guy. By the way, I'm going to talk to his daughter, Nicole, in a little bit. She's running the Sunday Kids charity to raise money for kids with cancer, including a little girl in kindergarten who has cancer. And Patrick and Claire want to do something to give back, so they're doing a lemonade stand on Sunday. So if you're in the Mount Laurel area, we will be at Laurel Acres Park from 11 to 1 selling some lemonade. Well, you can't sell it, but, you know, you can give a donation for a delicious lemonade made by my children. And I'll make sure they wash their hands before they make it. I promise. So we'll be there. I don't know exactly where we'll be, but we'll be somewhere in Laurel Acres Park. Anyway, swing by if you want. And we'll talk to Nicole about the charity in a little bit. I just think it's really important I want my kids to get involved and do things that besides just sit on the couch and watch TV. I want them to understand what it's like to give back to other people and do things with their time that helps benefit our community and our society. I think it's important for young people to do. I'm very, very I'm inspired by D-Day in that sense, too, thinking about 16-year-old boys lying about their age just so that they could go and fight the Nazis. I'm not comparing a lemonade stand to D-Day, obviously, but I'm saying that I feel as if a generation in America has lost the concept of service and what that means to give back and do something for other people. It's bigger than yourself. And I want to make sure my kids understand that lesson. I really do. I want to make sure my children understand that lesson. So anyway, back to the story here. In addition to the regulations, blah, 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 the push for more EVs comes as the world's leading climate experts say that retiring the internal combustion engine is critical to staving off the most deadly effects of global warming. But Mr. Biden's efforts have become a meaty target for former President Donald Trump and other Republicans who frame them as the federal government taking away consumer choice. We're not framing them that way, New York Times. That's literally what they're doing. They're taking away consumer choice. If the government meddles in a marketplace and does things to make it so that you can't buy something, either through banning it or making it so impossible to own by creating mileage standards that are impossible to meet, guess what they've done? They've meddled in the marketplace and they've taken away consumer choice. The oil and gas industry is spending millions on advertising that falsely calls Mr. Biden's policies a ban on conventional cars. Don't you love the New York Times? So up the middle, right? Just calling it up the middle. Mr. Trump has made attacks on electric vehicles a mainstay of his campaign to retake the White House, falsely saying that they do not work, cannot travel far, and will kill the American automobile industry. Do you love that falsely saying? They can't travel far. And they don't work in many cases, and people don't want them. And it is designed to kill the American automobile industry, obviously. But this is the New York Times, and they're all in on this nonsense. And the crazy part about it is that Trump is a fan of Elon Musk, and he even said in Arizona, he said, I'm a fan of electric cars. I'm a fan of Elon. I like Elon a lot, you know. I like him. I think a lot of people are going to want to buy electric cars, but if you want to buy a different kind of car, you have to have a choice. Some people need to go far. Some people don't want their car built in China. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong if you want to buy an electric car, buy an electric car. But this is the Biden administration. These are faceless, nameless bureaucrats who are rigging the system against the internal combustion engine to try to destroy it, to get rid of it without Congress banning it. So they do it through regulations and rules that they promulgate. They completely and utterly abuse their power. That's what these bureaucrats do. They're abusing their power. And until the Supreme Court steps in and does something about this, hopefully with Chevron, and reins the administrative state in, this is what is going to be the new, this is the United States of America. You do not live in a representative constitutional republic anymore. You don't. Don't kid yourself. I'm so tired of people talking about democracy and the threats on democracy. First of all, we're not a democracy, thank God. We are a representative republic form of government. We are a constitutional republic. That's what we are. But we don't have representatives who actually legislate on our behalf. Bureaucrats make the rules. But don't give me this crap about democracy. When bureaucrats who you don't get to vote for or vote out of office, they get to make the rules for you. How are we a free country? How are we a democracy or a republic at that point? I don't get to vote out Jim, the bureaucrat and the 10th floor at the DOT who helped come up with this regulation. I don't even know who the hell the guy is or if his name's even Tim. All I know is that I have no power. I've got no control. I've got nothing. If my congressman votes to ban this stuff or to raise these standards, I can vote him out. I can't vote out the bureaucrats. But that's the game, though. That's what happens. This is why I told you earlier in the week with Fauci and the whole way it's rigged. The experts always have to know better than you. That's the whole idea, that you get bureaucrats who are the smartest people in the room and know better than you. And so even if you as an idiot in your Cabela's fishing hat reelect Donald Trump, they're still there to undermine his agenda for the good of everyone else, for the good of the planet. That's why when Trump talks about going in as president and flipping the executive branch on its head to get rid of bureaucrats so that the president can actually run the executive branch as per Article 2 of the Constitution, the left freaks out. The left freaks out and can't handle that. They say, oh, Trump's going to destroy democracy. We don't have a democracy. If bureaucrats are making rules like this and I don't have a say and there's nothing I can do about it, it's not a democracy. It's not a constitutional republic. It's not a representative republic. It's nothing. It's some guy named Jim or Tim or Larry or whatever sitting there making rules. I don't even know how to deal with this. Because you can't, and that's the idea. They know better than you. So they'll tell you how to live, and they'll tell you what to do, and they'll boss you around, and they'll ban things, and they'll make rules, and they'll make your life a living hell, and they'll take away your choices. And, you know, too bad. Suck it up, buttercup. The new standards require American automakers to increase fuel economy so that, across their product lines, their passenger vehicles would average 65 miles per gallon in 2031, up from 48.7 miles today. The average mileage for light trucks, including pickup trucks and sport utility vehicles, would have to reach 45 miles per gallon, up from 35 miles a gallon. The standards would also require heavy pickup trucks and delivery vans to reach 35 miles per gallon by 2035, up from 2035, up by 18.8 miles per gallon today. To achieve these goals, analysts say automakers would have to both increase the number of all electric and hybrid vehicles they sell, while also increasing the fuel efficiency of their conventional cars. Quote, from Transportation Secretary Little Pete Buttigieg. Not only will these new standards save Americans money at the pump every time they fill up, they will also decrease harmful pollution and make America less reliant on foreign oil. You know what else can make America less reliant on foreign oil, Little Pete? Is if we became energy independent. Yeah, I know. Crazy concept, right? If we just actually became energy independent, we wouldn't have to worry about foreign oil. But you guys don't want to do that. You shut off drilling in Anwar. You shut off Alaska. These standards will save car owners more than $600 in gasoline costs over the lifetime of their vehicle. No, knucklehead, because it's going to be an incredible expense on the auto industry to meet these standards, and you're going to pay for that. The consumer will pay for that. Also, as these cars get lighter and lighter, they become more dangerous. In order to achieve the fuel standards, the cars have to weigh less. They have to be lighter. That means they're less safe for you and your family. The EPA's emissions rule and the Transportation Department's mileage standard were designed to achieve similar results through different means. The EPA rule lowers the amount of carbon dioxide that can be emitted from a vehicle's tailpipe. The Transportation Department rule lowers the amount of gasoline, the fuel that produces the carbon dioxide pollution, that a vehicle can burn in order to move. These rules should not be allowed to go forward. These should be laws passed by Congress. I certainly would not support it being voted on, being approved, but that's how it should work. Congress should have to vote on this. And the president should have to sign it, and then Congress can veto it if they don't like it. That's the old game. Or the president can veto it and they can override his veto. That's how it's supposed to work in the Constitution. But this is where we are. This is the new America. The new America. And I am so tired of living in a country where bureaucrats control and make all the rules. I'm tired of it. And this is going to backfire on Biden big time in Michigan. Trump's going to win Michigan. Trump's going to win the presidency, but he's going to win Michigan as part of his pathway. And part of the reason, part of the reason is that he's going to 100% absolutely have the automakers on his side. 100%. 100% have the automakers on his side. Because they see this, and it's going to be less jobs for them. Less jobs for them. Less jobs for them. They get it. They get it. They get it. But I'm telling you, it's so frustrating to me watching all this play out. Let me play a quick clip for you. This is President Trump with Dr. Phil yesterday. And he thinks he knows who controls Biden. He spoke with him and he said, you got this guy, Biden, and there are people who control him behind the scenes. And he's right. And I think the person who controls him is Barack Obama. But it's a cabal of people who control Joe Biden. Cut number three.
What do you say to yourselves when the crowds aren't cheering, when you're home alone, you're riding in the car, you're by yourself? What is the hardest, darkest moment that you can think of in this journey you've been on the last several years?
You have to be very strong. You're fighting off very evil forces, and they're very smart forces. There are people that control Biden, totally true. I think I know who they are largely. But there are people that control him. They're very smart, very energetic. Possibly they're real believers, you know, what their sick ideology is. But you have to be smart, and you have to have confidence. I mean, you have to have a certain confidence. The other thing is, I realize over the years, you know, I've been through a lot, great and bad. You know, I won the presidency. Everybody said, how are you going to do it? How good is that? It was the most incredible evening that, one of the most incredible evenings in the history of the country. Look at the celebration. I mean, it was incredible. But you also go through bad. I understand fully that the bad also disappears. In other words, you'll go through bad moments and it disappears. It's sort of funny because I've watched the show a lot over the years. See, I'm not ashamed to say it because some people say, oh, you watch Dr. Phil. Well, you know, your show is a very smart show. And I've watched you ask a question similar to that to some couple or some, and they break down, oh, they start crying on the show. I said, that's never happening to me. If that happens to me, that's the end of my political career. I think people, actually, maybe people would like me better. But I'll tell you what, you need strength. You have to have strength. And people don't want to see that. I've watched so many people. You break down people, they don't even know they're being broken down. But it's different.
Yeah, good. It's true. But my favorite of all the clips is when he goes after Adam Schiff's head. And this is fantastic. He goes on a 20-second rant about the shape of Adam Schiff's head. I can't stop listening to this. I'm probably going to play this, just so you know, probably 25 times today during the show. Just a heads up. Just I want everyone to be fully aware. It's a Friday, and I could not be happier about this. So Democrat Adam Schiff, cut two.
These are not stupid people. I call him Watermelon Head. He's got the thinnest neck I've ever seen, how it holds up that head. He's got a neck that's about a size 6. Very unattractive guy, both inside and outside. And people say, oh, that's such a terrible thing to say. It's okay. Very unattractive guy. Here's the thing. These are bad people.
Now, it's like an orange on a toothpick. Heed down! But the watermelon is fantastic. It's just great. Just makes my day. It makes me so happy. And Nancy Pelosi, the vampiric one, says Netanyahu should not have been invited to address Congress. This is wrong. So she, the fangs are out. The vampiric one's fangs are out. We'll talk about her today as well on the show. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. It's great to have you with us today. We got a lot to cover. The chairman of the Republican National Committee is going to be joining us today. Don't go away.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Biden administration is just, I'm telling you, it's so pathetic. Biden going over to D-Day and then the second day in a row now using the opportunity to push for more funding for Ukraine. It's just pathetic. It's pathetic. And I don't even want to play the clip. I can't even listen to the guy. Just know that it happened and, you know, that's where we are. But I'm happy today on a Friday. I'm happy with how the Dr. Phil interview went for a lot of reasons, for a lot of different reasons. But there's some things that I want to chat about regarding that interview with Dr. Phil. But let me see. Charlie in Medford wanted to weigh in on the auto internal combustion engine. Hello, Charlie. Charlie, you there?
Yeah. Hey, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Yeah, I was listening to you talk about, you know, the vehicle gas standard. Talk about this guy named Tom Ogle. He was a mechanic in the 1970s. He had a Ford Galaxy, which weighs as much as a modern-day Hummer. And he did something with his lawnmower where he screwed up something and it kept running and he just left it going. He goes, it ran for like 2 days. And he goes, what the heck is that? Like, it didn't run out of gas. So he figured it was actually vaporizing the gas in his gas tank. So he was like, well, let me see if I could figure out how to do that for a car. So he was, you know, he was tinkering around with his car and his, you know, he's a mechanic. And he figured it out, actually messed up a couple times. Like, the whole gas tank, it got so cold, it collapsed on itself. So he figured you had to heat it up. There's a whole system he created, and he got 100 miles to a gallon. He had like a news crew with him. He put 2 gallons of gas in the car. They drove in Texas 100 miles away, and then they drove 50 miles away and drove 50 miles back, and the car made it. And it was like just sputtering out when he got back. And Chevron, or I forget, Shell, I think, or one of the companies, Mobil, one of the gas companies was like, hey, we want to buy it. And he goes, No, I'm not selling it to you because you're going to shelve it. So he goes, he got a company in Washington State to buy his car. And, of course, the car was something. They said the car was didn't work, and he was found in the desert, dead. But there's a way. And then even Shell Company tried to vaporize gas. They had 250 miles they got on one gallon of gas. And then the Canadian company did the same thing. They had this, it was almost like a little rocket car, not something you want to drive, but they got 1,000 miles to a gallon. So we don't have to get rid of internal combustion engines. We can just retrofit cars with a better system. There's a water carburetor as well. I mean, there's ways we can do this, but I think there's just, you know, there's tax on the gas that helps maintain the roads. So there's that incentive to keep it inefficient. And there's also the, you know, there's a lot of people making a lot of money on gas. So they don't want to do this. Not to mention the actual engine has a lot less wear and tear if it's just vapors going in, because that's what actually burns. It's not that liquid. When we spray with a fuel injector, it's just water, it's little pellets or little water or droplets of fuel.
Yeah.
That ignite, but it's really,
yeah. I'm not familiar with the documentary. I will check it out or look into it. It doesn't. I mean,
oh yeah, it's really great.
You know what the Biden administration is doing here is they are trying to eradicate the gasoline engine. Like it's not, they're not really interested in higher fuel standards. What they're interested in doing is getting rid of the internal combustion engine. That's what they want to do. They don't want cars with gas burning.
Well, what I'm saying is that we don't have to, though. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Maybe we can.
Well, I hear what you're saying. Charlie, I hear. I'm going to let you go, and I appreciate it. You have a great weekend, and thank you for bringing that. I'm going to check out the documentary. I appreciate it. But
yeah,
what I'm saying, I will. Thank you. What I'm saying is the Biden administration doesn't want anything with gas. They don't want anything with gas. They're not looking for more technology to make cars more efficient with fuel. They're looking to eradicate petroleum. They don't want gas. They don't want natural gas. They don't want oil. They don't want these things, period. It's not a matter of, oh, we're actually telling you to make higher fuel standards because we want cars to be more efficient. They're not. No, they are trying to eradicate the market. And if you find a way to get cars to do 100 miles to the gallon, they're still going to find a way to get rid of that car. This administration does not want gas-powered vehicles, period. Let's understand what they're doing here. This is not them turning around and going, hey, listen, here's some incentives and some grants so that we can figure out how, you know, the lawnmower guy can make your car more efficient. No, this is their way to purposely designed to destroy the American internal combustion engine. Just like they want to get rid of everything, your gas stove, natural gas, clean burning natural gas, and they want to get rid of it. We have a natural gas, liquid natural gas export. Pennsylvania is number one for the Marcellus Shale for natural gas. They don't want it. They want wind and solar, and they want windmills to kill dolphins and whales, and that's all they want. There's nothing about these people that wants, they don't want technology. They don't want things that are going to work. They're against hydrogen now. Hydrogen, which is an incredible answer for our energy independence, they don't want it. They're shutting that down too. You know why? Because it's not all natural. They're only interested in solar and wind. And hydropower. That's it, period. That's it. So even hydrogen, which would do remarkable for our energy independence. Nope. Biden administration's already fighting it. So understand what you're up against here. Understand what you're dealing with here. These people are radicals. These are environmental radical kooks running our country and doing it by making rules that you and I do not have the ability to vote out if we don't like these people. So, all right, listen, I'll talk to the chairman of the RNC coming up in just a moment, but I do want to tell you about my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, has two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, and he's a great guy, great friend of the show, and the master of dental implants. That's Dr. Mike Veneria, and I'd love for you to go see him today. Have you been on the fence about getting that complicated dental procedure done? Don't be, because with Dr. Mike, you're going to be in great hands. We'll take great care of you, and the whole staff is fantastic. Wonderful people that work there. Give them a call today at 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or visit VeneriaDental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. Recognized by his colleagues as being one of the absolute best. That's why for 10 consecutive years in a row, he has one of the most respected reputations among his peers as a master of dental implants. 10 years in a row. So don't wait. Get the smile you deserve today with my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, 856-786-2020 or VeneriaDental.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Great to have you with us. It's a pleasure and an honor to welcome to the show the new chairman of the Republican National Committee, Michael Whatley. Mr. Chairman, how are you today?
We are doing great because we are working every day and fighting for the American people, just like Donald Trump told us to do.
Excellent. And you're raising some serious cash, too.
Yeah, look, we're excited. You know, I think that, who would have ever thought coming out of this sham trial in New York, that we would see the outpouring of support coming from all across the country that we did. $141 million in May alone. We had over 2 million individual donors from all 50 states, an average contribution of $70 or less. And it just is absolutely stunning that the American people have watched the weaponization of the justice system, the fact that they're going after the president the way they are, and to turn around and support him like that, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. And I heard the former president and future president Donald Trump say that it's been a lot of low dollar donations, too, which I think it says a lot.
Yeah, it really does. You know, I mean, and obviously, you know, anybody who gives you a dollar or $5 or $10, you know, they're going to vote for you. But they're also going to go talk to their neighbors, and they're going to talk to their friends, and they're going to talk to their coworkers, and that's really amazing. You know, we have shattered every single fundraising record, you know, since Donald Trump became the nominee. We broke our fundraising record for March. We broke a fundraising record for April, and we shattered the fundraising record for May. So, you know, that is really important on two levels. One, it sends a signal to the rest of the country that America stands behind Donald Trump. And the second thing is it helps make sure that we have the resources we need to be able to win this election. And we are absolutely going to have the resources we need to go out there and get our message out to every American voter.
Let's talk about mail-in ballots, if we could, Mr. Chairman, because I see that the RNC and the Trump campaign is suing Nevada over mail-in ballot practices. I'd like to talk to you about that. I'd also like to talk about Pennsylvania, because many people in my audience, and it's a very big audience, they're worried about Pennsylvania's mail-in ballot system as well. We're worried about it across the country. So what led to the Nevada suit?
So in Nevada, this is our third lawsuit that we filed since I became the chair. And they're over different parts of the mail-in ballot system. But what it comes down to, within the mail-in ballot universe, we have certain things that we really want to see. You have to have a signature requirement. You have to have a witness requirement. You have to get those ballots in by Election Day, right? And mm-hmm. And then we don't want them going into the drop boxes if we can avoid it. We would rather have them going straight into the Postal Service. But you know, in Nevada, we've now filed two different lawsuits. One that says it has to be in by Election Day. The second is they're required to have a postmark that tells you when it was sent. And if there's not a postmark, then that's a problem, and we want those thrown out. So that's the particular crux of that. But I think if you step back and not just necessarily hone in on that one specific suit, that what you would see is we really want that mail-in ballot protections in place in every state, including Pennsylvania, so that people feel comfortable knowing if they're gonna vote by mail, that it's gonna be safe, that it's gonna be counted the right way, it's gonna count. We're all about the sanctity of the ballot here. We want it to be easy to vote and hard to cheat.
Easy to vote and hard to cheat, and as President Trump said, too big to rig, which I always like that statement as well. You were the general counsel for the Republican National Committee before you became the chairman, so I know you're acutely aware of this, what our Supreme Court did in Pennsylvania by changing the time, the manner, and place of the election in 2020, usurping the legislature. And we still have the unresolved issues regarding ballots and naked ballots and whether or not people have to date them. So there's a lot there, but I want people to be confident in mail-in ballots, because I do think it is an advantage that the Democrats use, and Republican voters need to embrace it.
Yeah, I could not agree more. And that's why President Trump has come out and said that mail-in voting is good, that early voting is good, that voting on Election Day is good. The thing is, you just got to make a plan, right? And when you make a plan, you got to stick to the plan and get your ballot in there. You know, we want whatever the system is in any state, whether it's Pennsylvania or Georgia or Arizona or Nevada or Michigan or wherever, is we want people to understand the options that they have, and we want them to feel comfortable with it. But then on the backside, we've got to make sure that the states are protecting the ballot, that the states are ensuring that we have election integrity, and that they're the ones that are going to catch this, right? Because, you know, if we see cheating, we alert it to the state. But it's up to them to go ahead and enforce their laws, you know, and we're also working to make sure that the laws are the right way. You know, so we have had some significant wins in Pennsylvania, you know, and I think that, you know, the key for us right now is before the votes start, let's get the rules of the road the right way. Let's make mm-hmm. sure we got the right rules governing these elections so that we can trust. Right. They're going to be fair. They're going to be accurate. They're going to be secure. They're going to be transparent. That's the program that we want. Then when it comes to the votes are actually starting to come in, we want to be in the room. We want to be in the room when the votes are being cast. We want to be in the room when the votes are being counted. And that's why we've set up our national Protect the Vote program. And we've got a website, protectthevote.com. And we want every single one of your listeners to go to that website, protectthevote.com, and sign up and get trained and be a poll observer and be a poll worker and help us make sure that we're protecting those ballots.
And my friend Linda Kearns, who's heading up the effort in Pennsylvania, will join me later on the show today. I could not agree with you more. We need poll watchers. We need volunteers. We have to be on the ground in those polling places. I was a county chairman in New Jersey many years ago, and getting poll watchers is a difficult time because, you know, look, everybody works, but you got to do it. You got to volunteer. You got to help out. I wanted to ask you, and Chairman Michael Whatley's with me. He's the chairman of the Republican National Committee. First of all, congratulations on your appointment. Are you enjoying it? Are you having fun?
Look, there's nowhere else that I would rather be than in the middle of this election cycle. It is so absolutely critical. You know, you think about it, we have a one-seat Republican majority in the House, a one-seat Democratic majority in the Senate, and the presidential race is going to come down to 5, 6, 8 states, and Pennsylvania is absolutely a key one. You know, I don't want to be one of those guys who's shouting at the TV. I want to be one of those guys that is fighting every day to make sure that we win this election. And the opportunity, you know, that President Trump, you know, asking me to do this and the RNC electing me to do it is a huge honor, you know. And people say, you know, are you having fun? And it's like, well, I don't know if it's necessarily fun as much as it's important. And I really want to be here. I want to be doing this job. And I'm very driven to support our president and support our Republican candidates up and down the ballot. But I can tell you this, there's no place in the world I would rather be than in the middle of this fighting for our Republican candidates.
We have a Republican candidate joining us, Curtis Bashaw, who, of course, as you know, is a U.S. Senate nominee in New Jersey. Yesterday, we talked to Dave McCormick in PA. There's a lot of momentum out there, which is great. But, of course, when we're thinking about the swing states right now, the states that, I mean, Trump is leading in all of them, which is fantastic. What do you think are the key issues that's driving that? I mean, I agree with what you said earlier, that people are reacting to these kangaroo court trials, and it's having a massive backlash, particularly among black voters. And I certainly think Hispanic voters are going with President Trump because of the border situation, crime, the attack on family values, and, you know, the woke indoctrination in our schools. What are the other issues you think that are driving all this?
Look, I would say in a generic sense, in a big picture sense, in a thematic sense, this election is going to come down to weakness versus strength. You know, Joe Biden is an absolutely historically weak candidate. We have a weak economy. We are weaker on the international stage right now. Our southern border is open. We've got 10 million illegal immigrants that have come across our border. And those are just the ones that we know about, right?
Yeah.
And we don't know where they are. We don't know who they are. We don't know what they're doing. And that poses a very real national security risk. And so, you know, every state, including Pennsylvania, is now a border vote. So, you know, strength versus weakness is exactly how we're framing this entire election cycle and how folks are looking at it. When I look at specific issues, I think that really that comes down to things like immigration, obviously. You know, it comes down to inflation. And you know, I tell, you know, people all the time, inflation's not just a statistic, right? The price of housing is up 50% over 4 years. It costs twice as much to buy the same house as it did 4 years ago. You know, grocery prices are through the roof. Gasoline prices are up 55%. I think you could run a national campaign on the fact that bacon costs four times as much as it used to, and you'd be fine as a candidate. You just say, I'm going to lower the price of bacon. I think you'd be fine. You know, we really, truly are looking at these issue sets, and the Republicans are leading on every single one of them. That's why we're winning in the national polls, and it's why we're winning in the battleground polls.
What do you make of this? I've noticed these billboards that are coming up everywhere. There's one right on 95 in Pennsylvania. It says, I'm a former Trump supporter, but I can't vote for a convicted felon. This is nonsense. And even Dr. Phil did a survey group with his people, and 91% of them said that would not stop them whatsoever. But there's clearly a coordinated effort against this. The language is very deliberate. They're using those words. I think it's going to backfire on them. But what do you make of all that?
This is the weaponization of the judicial system for political reasons. The only reason that there have been all of these lawsuits brought and all of these criminal cases brought against President Trump and his allies all across the country is because he ran for president, because he's running for president right now, and because he's winning. You know, they tried to take him off the ballot. They couldn't get it done. Now they're trying to take him off the campaign trail.
for the last 6 weeks while he was in court up in New York. That didn't work. You know, they got a absolutely out of control partisan Democrat prosecutor and an absolutely out of control biased partisan Democratic judge to cook up this case and return these verdicts here. And they're using it to weaponize the system and go after him. It's all they've got. They can't win on the economy. They can't win on national security. They can't win on homeland security and the border and immigration. That literally, this is it. And the fact that they're politicizing the fact that he was convicted shows you that this was politically motivated from the outset.
And the last question I want to ask you, Mr. Chairman, and I'm grateful for your time today, and I hope you come back on the show. Illegal immigrants voting, non-citizens voting, it's a big topic. It's a hot topic. It's something that concerns people. I actually just had one of my listeners ask me this very question on X to ask you. What do we do about this? How do we protect the vote? How do we ensure that only American citizens can vote in this election?
Yeah, we need Pennsylvania to stand up and say it's illegal for non-citizens to vote. And we need them to enforce it. And we need that in every single state. You know, Joe Biden's administration is telling folks that they need to give everybody who comes in and registers for government programs to tell them how to register to vote. Why are you telling illegal immigrants how to register to vote? It's up to the states to make sure that they clean that up and they get those people off the polls. And if they won't do it, we need to file lawsuits, you know, but it is illegal for folks to vote. And they need to be told. They need to understand. If you cheat in this election, we're going to find you. We're going to prosecute you, and you're going to go to jail.
Excellent stuff. RNC Chairman Michael Whatley. Follow him on X at Chairman Whatley. Keep up the great work. You're off to a great start. $141 million raised in May. Closing the Biden cash gap. I mean, this is great stuff. So, thank you for joining us here in Philadelphia. We appreciate it.
Rich, thank you, and I appreciate you. I appreciate your listeners, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, we got a lot of stuff to get to in the 4 o'clock hour. We got Curtis Bashaw stopping by. Like I said, he's running for U.S. Senate in New Jersey. Can we flip Jersey? Can we flip Jersey and turn it into a red state? You know, my buddy Senator Mike Testa, who's by far one of the most conservative senators, great guy. He thinks we can. He thinks he's got a real shot here to do that. So hopefully we can. This also, too, I want to tell you, Cherry Hill Volvo, our studio sponsor. We broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios every day. Are you a Costco member? Because you can save an additional $1,000 off their already incredibly competitive prices. They have incredible incentives, aggressive promotions, and because they're doing a renovation special right now, that means extra savings for you. Now, the renovation of the dealership is not a big deal. I was just there recently. I picked up my XC60, beautiful SUV, love driving it, absolutely do, and you're going to love the selection. Maybe you want the XC90, the third row SUV with throw the kids in the back of the third row. Or you got the S-Class made at their plant in South Carolina, right here in America, American Jobs. But there's no other Volvo dealership anywhere that is the Talk Radio 1210 WPHD studio sponsor. So that's what I mean. Judith Krupnik stands with us in this day and age of cancel culture. She's with us, and I appreciate that so much. So go see them today. They're right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, easy to get to. You will find the renovation still as inviting and welcoming as ever. Same incredible customer experience, but doubling down on the incentives and the additional $1,000 off if you are a Costco member. Only at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Rich Scioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.